This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, coming up about a month away, it is Make a Difference Day in Douglas County. Jennifer Colwell, one of the people working on that in studio. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So talk about Make a Difference Day. It's the second time. I think it's taken place in Douglas County. How's it work?
Well, we have about a dozen projects, a couple more, posted on our website that you can volunteer with at different organizations throughout the community. We have projects with the Fish Food Pantry, at local schools, Phoenix School, lots of different organizations. Sunrise Organization needs help building some benches. Sleep in Heavenly Peace is going to be building bunk beds again for kids who sleep on the floor. Lots of different opportunities to just do some work and rub shoulders with your neighbors.
Well, I know that a lot of these organizations have needs, and it seems like it's a way to get a whole lot done in one day.
It is. It's a great opportunity. Last year, we had about 247 volunteers because we had a lot of walk-ins. This year, we have a need for about 200 volunteers, and people are signing up right now. You go to the website, makeadifferenceday.org, click on the Projects tab, and it'll show you a description of all the projects we have. Click on the picture of the project, and it'll take you to where you can sign up.
So how did you get involved in this?
I represent justserve.org, which is a free platform that posts the needs organizations have for volunteers, and it's also for community members to go and find a volunteer project if they want to get involved. So you go in, you put in your zip code, and it'll pull up right now, I think it's about 68 different projects in the Roseburg, Douglas County area that you can volunteer with all year long. But you can also look right now for the Make a Difference Day logo to find all of the Make a Difference Day projects going on October 28th.
And it looks like we've got 7 or 8 different organizations kind of teaming up on this.
You know, we've got about 20 organizations actually represented on our planning committee. We've got some of the logos here on our flyer, but Thrive Umpqua's involved, UCAN's involved, Sunrise Enterprises, Salvation Army, Roseburg School District, Kiwanis. We've just got a lot of community organizations involved, and just some individuals. Like, this was sort of the brainchild of Tim Jewett, who's a community member who just thought we needed to reinvigorate the spirit of volunteering in Douglas County.
Well, I know coming out of the pandemic, especially initially, a lot of organizations would talk to me about the fact that all those volunteers they used to have kind of dried up, and a lot of people got used to not being engaged in things and not helping out and kind of develop new patterns, new habits to occupy their time. And it looks like this is kind of an attempt to pull people back in.
It's a great attempt to pull people back in. I think if you talk to people who participated last year, they would just tell you they had a great time working together, meeting new people. Some people signed up as groups. So we had a whole group last year at Saving Grace Pet Adoption from FCC Furniture that came, you know, with their coworkers to spend 4 hours on a Saturday moving bark mulch around and landscaping at Saving Grace. So it's a great opportunity to get to know new people, or just to get to know people you already work with or are friends with in a new way by serving together.
And these projects, while, I mean, they're physical in nature, but you don't have to have this huge DIY skill set to get a lot of these things done.
No, not at all. And some of the projects are indoors, which is, you know, it rained last year on Make a Difference Day. So most of the organizations have a backup plan if it rains significantly. But a lot of them will just, if they're outdoor, you know, they're doing some landscaping at the VA. Several of them are outdoor projects, and they'll just go ahead, rain or shine, because, you know, the people in our community are troopers. They just put on their rain jacket and get to work.
Well, the last we checked, this was Oregon, and apparently it's rain, although I've been fighting that whole issue lately after the sunny conditions for the summer. So if somebody wants to get involved in this, still plenty of time. I mean, we're a month out.
Right. There's still plenty of time. And I check the signups daily because we're using the Just Serve platform to register volunteers for the different projects. So you can go to makeadifferenceday.org, click on the projects tab, or you can go to justserve.org and look for the Make a Difference Day logo. Most of the projects will tell you how many more volunteers they need. A couple of the projects are already full. They only needed 5 volunteers, and they have 5 now. But some of them require a lot of people. Some of them want 20, 25 volunteers to get a lot of good done on that one day.
Now, for organizations, can they still get involved if they've got a project they want to submit, or is everything pretty set?
The deadline for project applications was August 31st. But they could certainly contact someone on the committee and see what the possibilities are, because if last year was any indication, we may fill up all the volunteer slots we have ahead of time and still have people wanting to do something that day and get involved.
Well, and I know they want to make sure it's well thought out so that you don't get a bunch of volunteers into a project and then nobody really knows what they're supposed to do.
Right. We really encourage people to register ahead of time, because it makes, you know, that morning when you have 50 walk-in volunteers at different sites, we got it done last year, but it's not doesn't go as smoothly as if people register ahead of time and we can remind them if they need to bring gloves or, you know, bring a rake if they have it, or what they might need to be prepared.
All right, if people want to find out more, what's the website again?
MakeADifferenceDay.org.
All right, it's as simple as that. Again, the date is Saturday, October 28th. Jennifer, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
8:38 at the Morning Report.